This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. On Fridays, we turn our attention to how mental health shapes the lives of North Texans. Today, a look at new research on Alzheimer's and why the disease affects more women than men. KERA's mental health reporter Saida San is with me now to discuss that, among other recent findings. Hi, Saida.
Hi, Justin.
Now, Saida, for a long time, scientists have known more women battle Alzheimer's disease than men, but they're just now gaining deeper insight into why that is. What does this research suggest?
So, Justin, these new findings were reported at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference last month. And according to the association, two-thirds of Americans living with Alzheimer's disease are women. And researchers point to a number of factors that could contribute to this discrepancy. So looking at the biology of the disease, one study focused on an abnormal protein called tau. And this is a toxic substance that spreads through the brains of people with Alzheimer's. And researchers found that in women, this abnormal protein seems to move more freely from one part of the brain to another, which may accelerate the disease in women. And there are also social factors to consider. So another study presented at the conference suggests that women who were a part of the paid labor force experienced a slower cognitive decline than those who weren't. So working outside the home might have some long-term health benefits for the brain.
I know Alzheimer's is a life-changing diagnosis for people, but how exactly does Alzheimer's disease affect the brain?
Well, Alzheimer's disease is a type of dementia. It's a degenerative condition, which means that the symptoms become more severe over time, and it can unfold really slowly. So researchers think the disease actually begins to change the brain about 20 years before the symptoms start to show. So Alzheimer's disease damages parts of the brain associated with learning, thinking, and remembering, and this causes the symptoms that most people associate with Alzheimer's. People with the disease typically experience memory loss and have trouble with language, and over time, they might have trouble with everyday activities and basic functions like swallowing. The disease is ultimately fatal.
We talked about Alzheimer's in women. The research also points to a higher risk of certain mental health issues in other groups. Tell us about those findings.
Right. So new research presented at the conference also points to a higher risk of dementia among LGBTQ Americans. So researchers conducted a phone survey of more than 44,000 people and asked them to report their symptoms. And the findings suggest that LGBTQ Americans are 29% more likely than straight cisgender Americans to face memory loss and confusion. And those are two of the early signs of dementia. This group was also more likely to report giving up on everyday activities and needing help with household tasks. And researchers aren't certain why LGBTQ Americans seem to be at a higher risk, but they do offer some statistics that sort of help put this issue into context. So LGBTQ Americans are less likely to be married or have children. They're twice as likely to live alone, often without the support of a caregiver. And there's also a history of stigma and discrimination in the community, which might make people hesitant to seek medical care.
Just how widespread is this issue in the LGBTQ community?
Well, in the U.S. right now, there are an estimated 350,000 LGBTQ adults who are living with Alzheimer's or a similar disorder. And researchers really consider this to be an at-risk and underserved community, and they're pushing for more widespread screening and meaningful education about the disease.
Saida Hassan covers mental health for KERA. Thank you, Saida.
Thank you, Justin.